David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The best comment on last November's election came from that perennial politician, Senator Ted Kennedy. He said, "People want to know who's on their side." The biggest block of swing voters includes people variously called blue-collar workers, skilled workers, or Reagan Democrats. President Ronald Reagan's victories absolutely depended on their support. But Presidents Bush 1 and 2 kicked them away from the Republican Party, particularly on the issue of jobs. I hope the 2006 election taught Republicans that it is smart to be friends of the middle class. Jobs will surely be the number one issue in 2008. Ohio has lost its manufacturing base. Some of the good jobs went to plants that were outsourced overseas, and some disappeared as cheap Chinese goods from Walmart replaced small businesses and left behind towns with empty streets and boarded-up windows. Incumbent Republican Senator Mike DeWine was badly defeated by Democrat Sherrod Brown, whose campaign ads showed him standing in front of a sign that said, "Plant Closed." Almost every one of the Republican members of Congress who bit the dust in the 2006 election had been an enthusiastic booster of the globalist agenda, NAFTA, CAFTA, the World Trade Organization, Fast Track, Permanent Normal Trading Relations, and free trade agreements with countries most Americans never heard of. The United States has lost over 3 million manufacturing jobs since George Bush became president. The middle class is not placated by feel-good talk that the stock market has climbed to a record high, or that unemployment is at a record low, or by glib slogans that free trade is good for the economy, or protectionism is a nasty word. There is no such thing as a free lunch. And yes, indeed, we do expect friends in government and industry to protect American jobs against unfair competition from foreigners who work for 30 cents an hour.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, a watched clock never boils, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. You know, if you just go out on the street and start asking folks, they'll tell you that, hey, we have to cut down on our use of energy because it's causing global warming. The oceans are going to rise. It's going to be a disaster because we know Al Gore got the Peace Prize. And he did his video on Inconvenient Truth, and that provides evidence that, hey, we're going to be in a whole heap of trouble if we don't change the way that we live. Now, Sovereignty International has put together interviews on a video of climate scientists and biologists from numerous sources, and they explain step by step why Al Gore and the global warming alarmists are incorrect. In some cases, blatantly so. It also provides evidence that the global warming agenda is being funded with tens of billions of dollars as a mechanism to create global governance. Hear from congressmen, experts, and even some well-known news broadcasters how global governance puts global institutions that are not accountable to the American people in control of every aspect of our lives and our economy. The United States government is very close to making this a reality, closer than you think. And every American, every citizen of the world, for that matter, needs to hear the other side of the global warming story. So today, we are going to hear the other side of the global warming story. I have with me Dr. Michael Kaufman. He's executive director of Sovereignty International that did this video on global warming or global governance, which is it? And Dr. Michael Kaufman, it's good to have you again as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, I'm glad to be back with you, Derry.
You know, I watched your video last night, Global Warming or Global Governance, with question marks by global warming and question marks by global governance. You know, you go into a lot more detail than I really expected for you too. I thought it was going to be. It is. It's mostly on global warming, and you certainly can disprove most of what Al Gore says. Although I think one time he said, "Well, he was right about this," but you go into detail on how this is all being set up by the powers that be.
Yes, one of the things that I really wanted to do was to help people understand that there is almost no scientific basis for man-caused global warming. We are having global warming, as the DVD explains, and actually shows the number of graphics.
But at the same time, we talk about in the 1970s...
the idea that man is causing it with carbon dioxide emissions and so forth, that information is so weak that it would be laughable if this was any other science area. It would literally be thrown right out the window. I'm not saying we shouldn't have research on global warming, but the fact is that it's very, very unlikely man is causing it. and instead is being used as a surrogate issue to scare us to death in order to give our, make us give our sovereignty away and create global governance.
What is behind this movement on sovereignty? And we see it all the time, and not to change the subject, but here we have Bush and Vicente Fox and the folks in Canada wanting to, you know, do away with all of the borders. Yet the people in all three of these countries don't know anything about it. And in fact, Mexico and Canada know a lot more about it than we do. But why do they want to do this? What's behind it?
It's part of an overall effort on a global basis to divide the world up into probably what's going to be 10 regions, economic regions. There's 8 of them being formed right now, and the last 2 will probably be formed over the next couple of years. It was actually institutionalized as a global goal in the 2002 Monterrey, Mexico Summit on Environment and Development of the United Nations. That particular philosophy was actually accepted as a goal for the world to do, and George Bush has been involved with it ever since. Even President Clinton was involved in it, because the idea of a regional concept has been around for a long time. Back in the 40s and 50s, they originally developed this idea that in order to control the world, they had to have these economic blocks. The Club of Rome, for instance, actually identified 10 of them back in 1972, that they're no longer, the borders are no longer exactly the same as they were in 72. These people are very flexible. They're opportunistic, and they will change what they do based on emerging opportunities. But the fact is, this concept of regionalization, the creation of the North American Union out of NAFTA and so forth, has been around for a long time.
Right. There's North American Union. We knew for, what, a year or two before we ever heard about it, you know, when before Bush said anything about it, when all you had to do was get on the Council of Foreign Relations website. I have the printout on this whole thing. It was all planned and written up and very easy to read, for that matter.
Yes, it was. In fact, it's been bantered around through the 1990s through books and other sundry things that it's nothing new. I mean, it's not like it's leaked right out of the clear blue. The Council on Foreign Relations and those involved with the Council and the Trilateral Commission and the Club of Rome and all have been talking about this in various papers for decades. And so the fact that we're seeing it now is just the final public emergence of what has been a very quiet but public doctrine for a long time. And it's interesting that Vicente Fox last week actually admitted that they're trying to create a North American Union in spite of George Bush's adamant denials to that effect.
Right, and he did it on American television. It was Lou Dobbs, CNN, where he said, no, it wasn't. It was Larry King Live, where he made those comments. But, you know, it's kind of interesting because the next day, WorldNet Daily had a reporter at the White House and said, we want to know about this because, you know, we know what Vicente Fox said. And I can't remember the person's name, but a spokesperson. They didn't get to talk to the press. But they said, oh, we never even heard of anything like this. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Yours? And we have returned. We're visiting today with Dr. Michael Kaufman. He's the Executive Director of Sovereignty International, and they have put together a video entitled Global Warming or Global Governance. And Dr. Mike, you need to be commended on the job that you and your crew have done on putting this thing together, because you've gone into great detail. How long? It's a long video. How many minutes is it?
It's an hour and 21 minutes.
Yeah, 1 hour, 21 minutes. So, and good stuff. I mean, you've documented everything that you've said in there. You have scientists that have backed this up. It took a long time just to going around to visit with all of those people, was it not? Did it not?
Yes, it was. It's a very expensive process, but one of the things that we really wanted to do was to show from the scientists themselves. These are leading scientists in this arena. These are some of the best scientists in the world on climate change, or the biological impacts and so forth. And we wanted to help the people understand how much of a lie, how much of a fraud this concept of man-caused global warming really is. Because really, unless you understand from the scientists themselves, and they're very articulate, but they're very much down at our level, we can understand what they're saying. You know, it's my word against theirs. But when you start to see these number of scientists, and we have almost two dozen of them, that are testifying basically to the fact that we're not having man-caused global warming, that it's a fraud, there just really isn't any science to support it, it will send people in the state of shock. And this is one of the things that we really wanted to do, is to get in the hands of people that already believe that man is probably not causing it, but then to allow them to show it to their friends and neighbors who do believe that man is causing it, and the realization that it's part of a global agenda to deceive you into giving away your freedoms, your sovereignty, and so forth. And it's working. I'm getting calls back from a lot of people saying that when they showed it to their friends or coworkers or whatever the case might be, it made believers out of them when they believed that man was causing global warming, and all of a sudden they realized that man probably wasn't. And more than that, it was probably the first time that they were really exposed to the true agenda behind it. So it is an excellent educational tool for people who do not, who currently believe that man is causing global warming and do not have any realization of the concept of global governance that's driving it.
You know, I was in the radio network business, broadcasting on a daily basis back in the 1970s. We went on the air in 1972, and I remember the Ice Age.
Yeah,
and we talked about it. We talked about it on the air. Hey, you know, the what river froze up? I can't remember. And
the Thames River in London froze up every year.
Thames River in London. And at that time, I was doing a lot of banquet speaking, and I spent the night in Quincy, Illinois, right on the Mississippi River, and it was one of the coldest nights I've ever spent. I slept in an overcoat in bed in a hotel, okay? They couldn't warm the hotel. You could walk across the Mississippi River right there at Quincy. And that's when they were talking about, hey, we're in for the ice age. And we had it. Let's take a break.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we have returned. As I say, we're visiting with Dr. Michael Kaufman. We're talking about his latest video, Global Warming or Global Governance. I spent the evening watching it last night. I wish I'd had time to have gone through it the second time. I took a few notes. But one of the things that you point out in this video, and people say all the time, oh, here we have these tornadoes, we have these floods, we have droughts. And I kind of got a kick out of global warming creates droughts and floods, according to Al Gore. But we've always had droughts, and we've always had floods, and we've always had tornadoes, and we've always had hurricanes, have we not?
That's right. In fact, the number of hurricanes, for instance, that we've had since 1950 is much less today than it was in the first half of the 20th century. It was literally... we are having much less, except for this decade. Now, this decade is starting to increase back to what it was prior to 1950. But it's fascinating that after 2005, when it was we had Hurricane Wilma and Rita and all the rest of them, that the scaremongers were saying that this is evidence of global warming, that these were going to have more and more increasingly horrible hurricanes and so forth. 2006, we had no hurricanes. And in 2007, we barely budged the level as it was. In other words, it's really not any worse than it was in 2006. And the season is just within a few weeks of ending. So we've had 2 years without any hurricanes whatsoever. which is totally contrary to what they're saying, and there is a hard scientific reason for this, because NASA is predicting that as we warm, it's very likely that we're going to have fewer hurricanes because of what they call wind shear. This is in the DVD, and it's explained with animation and so forth, that the wind shear usually occurs, this kind of climate pattern, when you have warmer temperatures. And as a consequence, the tops of these hurricanes are sheared off and either lowering their intensity or eliminating them altogether.
What about the El Niños? Now, it hasn't been too many years ago. We were having an El Niño, and we were getting some of the best rains, had some of the best growing seasons we've ever had here in the United States.
In fact, that is what we're expecting now. We're going to have more, a higher frequency. I was just reading a major scientific article that was published last month on this very effect, and we're actually entering in a period where there's more El Niños that are occurring. In fact, that's what occurred in 2006. It's what they said the reason we didn't have that many hurricanes. That's not happening this year. We don't have an El Niño this year. We have a La Niña, but yet we're still not having any hurricanes for much the same reason. And the El Niños will bring more precipitation to most of the country. Not all of the country. There are areas when you have these kinds of climate shifts that have more or less rain, depending upon where you are. And parts of the world have more or less rain, depending upon where they are specifically, or higher or lower temperatures. But the fact is that overall, and this was shown back in the 1200 period A.D., when the Vikings actually colonized Greenland. We have this in the DVD as well. And it was much warmer. It was a degree to a degree and a half warmer then than it is right now. And right at that time, the Vikings, when they colonized it, were actually growing crops where the ground is either now frozen or has ice over it. And this is where the ice is melting. It's along these shorelines of Greenland and so forth that you've been hearing about, that Greenland ice cap is melting. Well, it's only melting along the shorelines. It's not melting in the interior portion of Antarctica. And this is where the Vikings used to have homes and farms, back in 1100 AD, and by 1400 AD they were frozen out. They had to leave because it got too cold. And what we're doing is going back into what is more optimized for human living conditions, as well as better environment for the ecosystems and so forth of the world. We expect, and NASA's actually demonstrated this, that the ecosystem health of the world is improving because, one, we're having more carbon dioxide, and carbon dioxide is a limiting factor in plant growth, and the more of it they have, the plants have, the better they can grow. And two, because it's occurring with warmer temperature.
Go ahead.
Nothing but a benefit.
I was going to ask you to explain the airplane situation at the north or the south pole? I don't remember, but the airplanes had to land, and then they went back, 30-some years later? And
50.
50 years later?
It's a fascinating story, and I included it in the DVD because it is so fascinating and so acute as far as its information is concerned about what is actually happening on the Greenland ice cap. Back in the 1940s, I think it was 1941 or 42, a squadron of P-38s and bombers flew across from the United States to England for the war purposes, and they couldn't land in Iceland, so they had to return, and they couldn't make it back to their base on the western side of Greenland, and they were forced to land on the Greenland ice cap itself, right on top, not too far from the eastern shore. And 50 years later, in 1992, they finally discovered them. They were 268 feet below the ice surface. They actually bored a hole using hot water and so forth down to one of these, restored it, actually brought it up, restored it. It's now flying again. And it's obvious, based on the health of those planes, the condition of those planes, that they were not crushed because they were ground up in this ice cap. They were actually had ice melt or accumulated on top of them. So it's 268 feet of ice accumulated on them between 1942 and 1992.
Interesting. Let's take another break. By the way, very quickly, I'm going to tell you how to get a copy of the video, Global Warming or Global Governance. It will put it in your mailbox for $15. Just send $15, check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Make checks payable to Common Sense.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's October the 20th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Weeks Farm is selling all their cattle. A complete dispersal, 155 head, including 60 4-to-6-year-old spring calvers, 30 2-to-3-year-old spring calvers. They'll be black and black baldies, and there'll be a few Charolais crosses. Now, several have calves by their side, but most of this year's calves has already been sold. The five black herd bulls will sell also. Other consignments include David Pfeiffer's 50 black and black baldy 3-to-6-year-old fall calvers. Knapp Farm is selling over 50 head of spring calvers. Guerin's Cattle Company will be in with 40 black and black baldy spring calvers. And McKellen Farms is selling 25 head of crossbred cows. Practically all these offerings are bred to Angus bulls, and that's for the special cow sale coming up this coming Saturday, October the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Hi, Jeff Thomas here, producer for the Derry Brownfield Show. Before I came to work for Derry, I lived and worked in Trenton, Missouri, home of the only Missouri Day Festival in the state. And you're invited to the 23rd annual Missouri Day Festival this October 20th and 21st. My favorite part of the Missouri Day Festival is the marching bands! Where else can you go and see a parade and over 30 high school marching bands in one place? Not only that, but there's over 200 craft and food vendors, a car show, a flea market, a baby show, historical tours, dances for young and old, great food, great fun, and admission is free. Trenton, Missouri is located on highways 6 and 65, about 90 miles northeast of Kansas City, 100 miles south of Des Moines. The parade starts at 8:30 Saturday morning, October 20th. The festival's on the North Central Missouri Fairgrounds. For more information, go to TrentonMoChamber.com or call 660-359-4324.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef, kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC, and the BLM, NAFTA, and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says, eat lamb. 50,000 coyotes can't be wrong. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Let me again tell you how to get a copy of Dr. Michael Kaufman's video, Global Warming or Global Governance. We can put it in your mailbox for $15, check, cash, or money order. Make checks to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. And just as Dr. Michael said, you need to take this and show it to your friends that believe that what Al Gore has been saying is right. And then the other thing that I think this thing really points out, your video really points out, Dr. Mike, is you go into the final portion of it and you talk about how there's billions, billions and billions of dollars being spent to get people to believe this. And it's all so they can control us with the Kyoto Protocol, with all of these other goofy treaties that we're signing with other nations, etc.
That's right, and it's really tragic because it's our tax money that's being used to institute a world government over which we have no input whatsoever,
you know,
only marginally so.
I was, I meant to back the tape up, and I didn't do it, and then I got into the tape, and I didn't get to play it the second time. But did Al Gore say in there, did he quote something 600,000 years ago?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Now, how does...
What he was basically saying is that there is a high degree... He was walking in front of this 40 or 50-foot screen showing how carbon dioxide in one level was exactly equal to temperature on the other. And we're making the correlation of the fact that temperature responds to carbon dioxide, and there is a high correlation. And there is. I mean, if you look at the graphic, it's accurate as far as it goes. You can see that when carbon dioxide levels go up, temperature goes up, and when carbon dioxide levels go down, temperatures go down. But just because there is a correlation doesn't make it cause and effect. I can be pretty well assured that there's a 100% correlation that everyone who breathes air is going to die. But that doesn't mean that breathing air causes you to die. And if you look at that graph, and one of the things, the tricks that they use, is they keep them two graphs separate, so you cannot see what they would look like if they were overlaid. If you overlay them, you'll find that temperature precedes carbon dioxide in either increasing or decreasing. And as a consequence, if there was any summation that you're going to make at all, would be the fact that temperature causes carbon dioxide to either increase or decrease, not the reverse. And this is one of the most blatant falsehoods about Al Gore's thesis and the other pro-man cause global warming theorists, is the fact that the evidence just does not support it. The evidence supports the fact that temperature controls carbon dioxide, not the other way around. And there's hard scientific reasons for doing so. The oceans, for instance, contain 40,000 times more carbon dioxide than does the atmosphere. When the oceans warm, as the temperature of the oceans begin to increase and the oceans warm, they cannot hold as much carbon dioxide, and so they give off that carbon dioxide gas into the atmosphere, and lo and behold, the atmospheric carbon dioxide increases. When the sun is diminished and the earth starts to cool, then the oceans cool, and at the same time, they're able to absorb more carbon dioxide, and as a consequence, the carbon dioxide is pulled out of the atmosphere back into the ocean. It's not a real hard phenomenon to understand, but you're not being told that.
You know, it's been over 50 years since I went to the Great Brain Factory at the university and studied field crops and horticulture and botany. And we were taught at that time, hey, you've got to have a lot of carbon dioxide because this is what makes crops. In other words, we as mammals, we give up carbon dioxide as we breathe in oxygen. And then the plants use our carbon dioxide and give up oxygen. And it's nothing has changed in those 50-some years, has it?
No. It's part of the cycle of life, as it were. Plants absolutely have to have carbon dioxide. That's their basic food. That's what they eat, as it were, to make their photosynthate and so forth. That's what produces the food for them to grow and so forth. In the process, they emit oxygen. And ironically, the more carbon dioxide that there is, the better the growth. And interestingly enough, the better the growth, the more food is produced in crops. And they've actually shown already that food production is probably increased by 8 to 12% just with the increase in carbon dioxide that we've had so far. There's evidence, solid evidence to support this, and they're predicting that between increase in food production, if the carbon dioxide levels in the Earth's atmosphere doubled from what they are today, that you would increase food production by anywhere from 20 to 50%, depending upon the food group. And it's a very striking thing. There would be more food, there'd be more trees, there'd be more forage for cattle, there would be, you name it, there would be more, and these ecosystems themselves would be healthier.
You know, I should have gone through the video more than once. But I don't know, was it Al Gore that said 5,000 years ago the Earth was warmer, or did you say that?
I said that.
In fact,
it was much warmer than it is right now.
Okay.
Almost 6 or 8 degrees warmer than it is right now.
All right, let's go back 5,000 years. That was about the time of the flood, was it not? And I'm talking about Noah's flood. Okay,
right.
At that, before Noah's flood, the Bible tells us we had a firmament overhead. What was that firmament?
It was probably clouds. We probably didn't have the clear skies. This is at least what I have read. I'm not an expert in this particular area.
Well, nobody would be.
Yeah, nobody was there to look at it.
No, right. We didn't get videos of it. But I understand from reading the scriptures, it looks like the firmament was like a haze or a moisture vapor up above to keep the sun rays from causing aging.
Yes. And I think that's a very good analogy. We'll never know, of course, but if you had that kind of a filter in the upper atmosphere, you could live a lot longer because the sun is taking its toll on our biological systems and causing us to age as quickly as we do.
Mention the sun, because you talk about the sun in there, the sunspots, and how they perhaps create more change in the Earth's temperature than anything, any other one thing.
That's right, and this is one of the things that the man-caused global warming theorists will just adamantly deny. They'll go into hysterics over, and they will point to evidence to suggest that the changes in the sun's energy output are not sufficient to cause the warming that we have seen. I don't know if they're right or not, but that's almost irrelevant because it's not the actual energy itself that changes to cause the warming or the cooling, but what it does in other energy balances. And they're now showing very clearly, this is not proven absolutely yet, but it's very, very high correlation, that the amount of cosmic radiation that enters into our solar system from outer space and from the galaxy, from exploding supernovae of other suns and so forth that eventually arrive on planet Earth, and it's happening all the time, that cosmic radiation actually produces the hygroscopic, what's called the hygroscopic nuclei for cloud formation. And because when you have high cosmic radiation, you're going to have more clouds formed at the lower elevations of the Earth. These are the low clouds. Now, if you've ever taken a plane ride, you know that when you fly over heavy clouds, and you will see very bright reflection. That's the sun being reflected off the top of those clouds back into outer space. And it's very obvious, and you can see this on a cloudy day versus a sunny day, when you have clouds like that, the area underneath it is cooler. It doesn't get as warm. And as a consequence, what we're seeing here is that when you have more clouds, you have a cooler Earth. And when a lot more cosmic radiations, there's almost a one-to-one relationship. They can measure this. It's about a 96% correlation. The more cosmic radiation, the more clouds. And when you have high solar activity, happens every 11 years, we're going into another high peak right now, when you start to see high solar activity, you see a lot of solar flares, solar eruptions, and so forth, that send out this solar plasma, as it were, that dries out the cosmic radiation. It just pushes it back right out of the solar system. And as a consequence, not all of it, but a lot of it, and as a consequence, less cosmic radiation reaches the Earth's surface and less clouds form. And when there is less clouds, more of the solar radiation reaches the Earth's surface and the Earth's temperature rises. That's really not a hard phenomenon to understand. And because of this, even a 2% change in cloud formation will result in all the climate forcing necessary to explain the warming over the last 50 to 80 years. It is a phenomenal thing. It explains it perfectly, and yet those who promote man-caused global warming refuse to believe it. They will come out with all kinds of reason why this can't happen. And the primary reason that I suspect, and this is horrifying to me as a scientist because it means science, the scientific method has been corrupted, is because they have to show a connection between man-caused global warming and, I'm sorry, carbon dioxide and man-caused global warming.
And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Waiting.
And we have returned again. Get the video. For $15, we put it in your mailbox. Now, let's go back to Dr. Michael Kaufman. Going into the commercial break, and I had to cut you off there. We just ran out of time on that particular segment. But you said we have to, they, meaning the people behind this global warming hoax, is saying they have to show man has caused global warming. Why? Why do they have to prove that?
The United States government right now is spending over $4 billion a year in research on global warming. And if you do not, and there we have solid evidence to support this, if you do not somehow make a connection between man's use of carbon dioxide and global warming, you're not going to get the next research grant. So if you want to continue to have a job, most of these scientists are on what's called soft money. They cannot continue their job unless they continue to bring in research dollars from the federal government or from what other source. And if all of a sudden they take the attitude, and many of them are, in spite of the fact that they know their jobs are in jeopardy, many of them are because they're getting so sick of the fact that there is really no supporting evidence that man is causing global warming. But most of them realize that if they don't do this and don't get their next research grant, they're going to be out of a job and their families are going to be out in the street. It's a very hard economic reality. You know, I used to work for the paper industry, very often being accused of the fact that I was an industrial lackey. And, you know, there is some evidence to suggest that that might be true. It wasn't in my case, but that's it's my word against theirs. But you see the same thing going on with this government-sponsored kind of funding as well. If you do not show what the government wants you to show, you're not going to get the next grant.
And, you know, that shows up in all of our land-grant colleges as far as agriculture is concerned. We've gotten to the point, MU is supposed to be the University of Missouri, We jokingly call it University of Monsanto.
Yes.
They pay them to say what they want them to say.
Yeah, and that's just really terrible. I'm not against government or even industry funding research, but you have to have a balance. And right now, we do not have any balance whatsoever in global warming. It's all one-sided.
We had a caller a while ago, didn't want to be on the air, but he just made the comment, what does HAARP, can HAARP play a part in this?
You know, I've often wondered that myself. I'm not a physicist, and I haven't read many papers on this particular issue. However, HAARP does interfere with the ionosphere, and that's the same thing that a lot of the solar radiation, when you're having an active solar period, as we're entering into right now, it affects the ionosphere the most. And so what you're duplicating with HAARP is what's basically the weather modification function of the ionosphere. And it's not a real hard stretch to realize that it may be related. If it is, I'm not sure exactly how it is, but they're dealing with the same types of things.
All right, who is HAARP? I mean, taking a break. This will be the final break of the hour. Stand by. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Well, Dr. Michael, we are in the home stretch here in the closing moments, and we could go on the rest of the day talking about this global warming or global governance video. I'm going to tell our listeners one more time before I ask you another question or two. But, hey, get it. Get the video. It's well worth $15. We put it in your mailbox for the $15. Just send $15 check, cash, or money order to Common Sense, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Now, we mentioned HAARP, and maybe we're off the subject. I was going to ask you who is behind HAARP, but let's go on. I wanted to ask you more about, you mentioned the fact that we are entering an active solar period. Now, what does that mean?
Well, every 11 years, the sun goes through a cycle in which it becomes very active. You see a lot of solar storms, solar eruptions, solar flares, that sort of thing. And then it becomes quiescent. And we've gone through a quiescent period. We had an active period in the latter part of the 1990s up to 2000 when it peaked. And now we've gone through a quiescent period, and now we're on the way back up again. And over the next 4 or 5 years, it's going to become more and more active. And what that means is you're having a lot more solar winds and solar interference. We're going to see a lot more aurora borealis and other sundry things if you're in the northern latitudes, because of the solar impact with our magnetosphere of the planet Earth. And this is what HARP is actually measuring, is trying to define exactly what's going on in the ionosphere for our communications purposes. When we start having problems with our radio interception, our TV interception, we even can knock out satellites. If one of these solar flares erupts directly pointing at planet Earth, that happened in the last cycle when we lost a couple of satellites, right? Bingo, they just were burned out.
You sure the Chinese didn't shoot them down?
Yeah, the Chinese in this case didn't shoot them down.
they shot one of their own down, but go ahead with your story.
But nonetheless, we are entering that next cycle, and as we do, it's going to become fewer and fewer storms, less and less, more and more warming because of it, which is going to reinforce this claim. Now, you notice that we really haven't had that much in the last few years of really hot temperatures. Now, some places it gets hot and so forth, even have some records in some cases, but compared to what it was 10 years before that, we haven't really been that warm. And now we're going to start going into a warming cycle. When the cosmic radiation is being pushed back out of the solar system, you may have read articles where the other planets of the solar system are warming as well. The polar ice caps of Mars are disappearing, for instance. Some of Saturn and Jupiter's moons are warming up. It's been very obvious. That's because of what's happening on the sun over the last 100 years, and now we're reaching another peak in which we have this 11-year cycle. We have several cycles superimposed on each other. And what we're seeing now is another active period of the sun when you have more of these solar storms, and it's going to get warmer because of it.
All right. Now, I was born in 1932, and I don't remember 34, but I do remember 36. I was 4 years old, and it was one of the hottest years we've ever had. Then I was farming in 1954 and 55 and 6, and those were some of the hottest years we ever had. Do they go along with this active solar periods, or do you know?
Yes, they do. In fact, it's very interesting. NASA had miscalculated the actual temperatures here in recent years, and when they recalculated them, they were challenged by some of the scientific community. They recalculated them, and they found out that 1998 really wasn't the warmest year in the last 100 years. The warmest year in the last 100 years was 1934, and 1998 came in. In fact, the 10 warmest years, 6 of them occurred prior to 1955. The rest of them have occurred in the last 15 years. So we're really seeing a very cold period from about the 1950s to through the middle 1970s, and now it's warming back up to where it was in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Okay, we're going to say one more time, get the video. $15. We'll put it in your mailbox. Check, cash, or money order to Centertown, Missouri, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. And now, it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails. Till we meet again, happy trails.